Corsa, thank you very much indeed. Corsa Kramer there with your comprehensive weather update. Now, a decision to turn down plans for extra homes on the site of the Peterborough Speedway racetrack has been welcomed by the sports fans. 850 new homes on the East of England showground was approved by councillors on Tuesday, but a further 650 homes on the site of the Peterborough Panthers Speedway track was rejected. Well, Carl Johnson is a former Panthers promoter and part of a consortium of fans trying to save the club. Carl, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. Were you surprised at the result of the vote, rejecting the 650 homes, Carl?
I think, yes, as the day wore on while we was there, yeah, it was looking likely that we probably wasn't going to have any joy, but at the last minute it sort of swung our way, which was brilliant. So, yeah, it was fantastic. Obviously for the plans to be rejected, certainly for the 650. A little bit disappointed that the 850 went through, because I still think there's too much to do there. And I think 6 months, if they'd given a 6 month sort of leeway on that, it might have benefited us slightly more.
Yeah. So interesting to hear that you weren't expecting the result of the 650 homes being rejected. What was the basis of that? Why were you going in there with a little bit of negativity, shall we say?
Well, to be fair, once we started on the 650, we felt confident. But as it wore on, we sort of listening to everybody, not so much. But then it swung right in our favour at the end. And that was purely down to the chairman, Councillor Harper, which he was fantastic. He could see that there was councillors on the planning committee that were trying to lead other councillors, and he down a different path, and he stepped in and done his job fantastically, because he swayed a couple of decisions in our favour, which was brilliant for us. Obviously disappointing for the Agricultural Society and AEPG. But fantastic for us, because we now fight another day. So it's, brilliant.
So tell me more about where this leaves you now. You say fight another day, but what sort of position are you in now?
Well, I think AEPG and the Agriculture Society need the 650 houses to go ahead for their plans. As it stands, they're sort of stuck without it. So, and they've not stuck to the NPPF and the LP30 and LP36 of the local plan and policies. So it clearly states in there that they have to protect our club. And for that, it means that they have to supply us or come up with an alternative provision for Speedway and of equal or better standard. So it's now down to them to decide what they need to do to help us. Our door has always been open. It's still open. We're there to talk to. We've never said we don't want to talk to them. We've asked them to meet us. We want these things to happen for them. We want these things to happen for us as well. So, it's for both parties, it would be better for everybody to get together. It would be less messy, certainly. We don't want anything dragging on too long.
Yeah, so the chair of the committee said it hoped it would get the different parties round the table. Are you ready for that then?
We've always been ready. We've always been ready. Since last October, we've been asking to meet them numerous times, and they've refused. And to be fair, what happened on Tuesday, with TV being there, the radio stations being there, that was all down to us. That was all down to our power that we've got now, that was supporting us. And this should never have happened. It should never have happened Tuesday the way it did. And it could have all been sorted out a long time ago, and everybody would have been happy.
Yeah, you mentioned the support that you had there. A lot of supporters were at the meeting, and they hope Speedway can return to the showground. Do you think that's likely, Carl?
Personally, no, I don't think that's likely. We've never said that we don't want the development. We've never said that. What we wanted to be was included in that. Okay, we're probably not going to be included in that, but now it's down to them to find us an alternative. If that is on the showground, then fantastic, because that is our home. But I don't honestly, in my heart, feel that that's where we'll be. I think we'll be somewhere else. but that's down to them to sort that out for us. And that's where discussions with us, with the council, it all needs to happen.
Okay, Carl, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That's Carl Johnson, a former Panthers promoter and part of a consortium of fans who are trying to save the club.